The new mix, 99.5 WJBR. We are our pigskin pickers. Yes.
I like that. Pigskin pickers. Ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding. I know. We kind of do need like a little sounder like that, right? Yeah. So here's where you have a shot at either, you know, following the experts, us three,
right,
and doing your weekly football pro pick'ems and getting your chance to win a $100 gift card to Toscana Restaurant, which, by the way, is a really good restaurant.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yeah. It's the best.
Yeah. Great food. And then you're eligible for the grand prize at the end of the season, $200 plus one of Jesse's designer bags.
Take your pick.
Yes.
Pigskin pick.
But the cool thing is even if you didn't start the season and consistently play every week, you can jump in at any time. But once you win that weekly prize, that's when you're eligible for the grand prize.
And you don't even have to be a football expert. You know, you could just play along for fun and see
just
what
like
happens.
Just like we do.
Obviously.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
And you can bring your consultant along or,
yes,
or at least, you know, pretend you have one.
Exactly. Well, my consultant's on vacation. He's been on vacation for several weeks now, so I'm using the curly brain right now.
Maybe we should follow her picks this week.
Probably not a bad idea.
All right, so the first game on the schedule for week 8 is Thursday night football, and it's the Texans hosting the Dolphins. Crickets.
No, well, the Dolphins lost last week.
Yes.
And I got a feeling Texans are a better team than they've shown so far. Being at home, I'm going to go Texans.
Well, they are on a four-game winning streak, the Texans. They're both 4-3, Dolphins and Texans. Yep. And like you said, Dolphins are on a one-game losing streak, pardon me. So the home team advantage with that four-game winning streak, I'm going to go with you, Texans.
Good. I'm rooting for the Texans, too.
All right, so we got three for the Texans.
With no reason, just
Texas forever.
Okay,
ever watch Friday Night Lights?
That's fine, nice.
Oh, right. That's your, okay. Did your consultant give you that advice?
Yeah. Yep.
There you go.
The second game, it's that early morning game for us, but not for those across the pond. It's the Eagles playing the Jaguars. The Jaguars are the home team in London, and that's a 9:30 a.m. start on Sunday. Jaguars are 3-4 with a three-game losing streak. Eagles are 3-4 with a one-game losing streak.
You know what? I have to say this about the Eagles. I think that they're just tired from last season and they can't get it together. And football is very taxing on your body. And I just feel like they didn't really have enough time to recover and they're just kind of burnt out.
I'm impressed.
That's actually, you know what? That's the best excuse I've heard so far.
You know, it's got to be exhausting and the adrenaline is just dwindling.
I've gotten to the point that I don't have any trust in this team anymore. I think they're going to get slapped. Mm. I think they're going to lose.
I agree.
You know, but seriously though, Jesse makes a good point because you know when you're the NFL championship team, when you're the Super Bowl champs, you've got a target on your back. So the other team wants to beat you, and they're gonna take a lot to do that so they can have those bragging rights.
Everybody brings their A game. There's no doubt. And right now, the Eagles don't have their A game.
They don't.
Yeah. Nope. Yeah, I think we're all in agreement here. The Jaguars are going to take that game. This next game, you know, the Chiefs hosting the Broncos. I mean, the Broncos used to be an elite team. I think Andy Reid's taking this team all the way to the bank this year. 6-1 Chiefs, one-game winning streak. They're 3-0 at home. I think they're going to continue this winning streak at home. They're going to go 4-0 at home and beat those Broncos.
And this is the loudest stadium in the NFL.
Yeah.
It's Kansas City.
Is really? It still Arrowhead?
Yeah. And They perform amazingly at home, so yeah, and the Broncos are having all kinds of issues. So.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going with the Chiefs.
All right, there you go.
I trust you guys. Don't let me down.
Now, here's a big rivalry. The Steelers hosting the Browns. I mean, that's like, you know, that's smash mouth football right there.
It definitely is, and I got to tell you, the Browns have been in just about every game that they've been in. I don't think, though, that they surprise the Steelers at home. I think the Steelers wind up winning.
I agree. You know, I thought the Browns had something early on in the season, but they haven't shown me anything since those first two wins. So I'm going with the Steelers, too.
Yep, Steelers it is.
All right. Well, we can just skip the Giants-Redskins game because, yeah.
Wait, why are we skipping that?
Looking at the score on the Monday night game, you guys hung with Atlanta through, you know, and that one pass that Ryan threw, that deep pass was incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I think maybe with the Giants being home, maybe they actually win this week. But the Redskins are right now at 4-2 are the elite of that division, believe it or not.
That's right.
Isn't
I know.
That sad?
That is sad. Yeah. That is really sad. So we're going to go with the Redskins.
Okay. All right. I'm going with the Giants.
Oh, wow.
New York City, baby.
Okay. Well, I will shake your hand if the Giants win.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
And thank you for rooting for that 1-5 disaster.
There you go.
You're welcome.
The next game, the Lions hosting the Seahawks. This could be a pretty good game.
Actually, and the Lions seem to have woken up all of a sudden. So I'm saying at home, Lions actually might be able to pull this off.
I'm going to go Seattle, though.
Okay.
What about you, Jess?
Ooh, this is a tough one. You know, I'm going to say the Lions because they're at home, and you always root for the home team.
Okay. There you go.
That's
so
an advantage.
So the next game, the Bengals hosting the Buccaneers. You going to go with the Cincinnati Bengals since they're home?
I think so. I think that's my vote.
Me too.
That's
yeah, I like the Bengals on this one. I think they're back. I think they had a minor setback. They're okay now. I think they're fine.
Next game, the Bears hosting the Jets.
Yes.
We know where Michael's going.
Bears.
Yes. Bears. Go Bears.
I think we're all in agreement with the Chicago
so.
Bears, right?
I got to tell you, they pretty much kept with the in fact, if it wasn't for last-minute heroics, they would have beaten those cheating Patriots, you know.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Exactly yeah. right.
So.
And we'll get to that game in a little bit here. Yeah, I think that's the Monday night game this week. Panthers hosting the Ravens. Now, both these teams are doing well. Panthers are 4-2. Ravens are 4-3.
I think the Ravens fell apart last week. I'm thinking the Ravens may upset Carolina at home.
I think Carolina is on such a high right now after beating the Eagles and making that tweet. Did you see the tweet with
what did they say?
The underdog masks?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they went really right after the Eagles, right after the game. Yeah.
Oh, I'm going with the Ravens.
Oh, so
they're getting a little full of themselves.
I'm going to go with Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Raiders hosting the Colts. They're both.
Who cares?
Yeah. I think Gruden's done. One and done. He's back for the 1 year and he's done. He doesn't have it in him anymore. It's just, I don't know. Maybe he'll coach the Giants and turn things around. I don't know.
Well, I got to tell you, they're pretty pathetic. The Colts are not much better. So maybe, just maybe, with home field advantage, the Raiders actually pull one off. Your thoughts?
I agree with you, Michael. All right. You are so right about everything, so we're just going to go with that.
Oh, well, please.
I want to believe that. Not that he's always right, but that the Raiders are going to win at home. But I just don't have faith in them. I'm going with the Colts.
Cool.
Next game is the Cardinals hosting the 49ers. You want to talk about a forget-me game? This is like, why? Why is this even on the schedule?
Unfortunately, they're both pretty pathetic. 1-6, both teams. I mean, the Cardinals are just god awful. But then the 49ers aren't much better. But I think the 49ers go in and upset the Cardinals.
I would agree. They're on that 5-game losing streak. I think they need to turn something around here to at least get their fan base excited a little bit.
You know? You got to win something.
Absolutely.
Go Niners.
The Rams hosting the Packers. The Rams are 7-0.
Again, from Chicago. Cannot root for the Packers in any way, shape, or form anyway. And the Rams are on fire. So, now, Pack loses.
I agree.
Yeah.
It's a no-brainer. Go Rams.
There you go. Vikings hosting the Saints. This could be a pretty good game. The Saints, not that. Oh no, the Saints are great on the road. They're 3-0.
Yeah.
The Vikings are on a 3-game winning streak as well. So this is going to be a good matchup. This is the Sunday night game.
At home, I think the Vikings squeak one out. Although the Drew Brees is on fire,
he really is,
and is setting records left and right now. In fact, did you see the thing that Peyton Manning? Did the video that he did?
Oh, when he was making some meal or something. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Peyton Manning. He's got a great sense of humor.
He does. He is funny. The Mannings are really funny. I like them.
Yeah, especially Eli playing football. That's really funny.
Oh, good one.
Yeah.
Good one.
Yeah.
Poor Rich.
All right. At least I can joke about it, right? At least, I don't lose sleep over it and have to take a baby aspirin every morning
there
after the
go.
Game.
Mm-hmm.
The next game on the list is the Monday night game, and it's the Bills hosting the Patriots.
I'm going with the Bills.
I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. Right. The Bills hosting the cheating Patriots.
I'm going with the Bills. I hope they win.
It would be lovely to see that happen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But, that's about as likely as you winning the Mega Millions or the Powerball. So
you never know.
Yeah, I definitely think you have a better shot at winning that money than the Bills beating the Patriots.
It would just be great.
So Patriots win. All right, so there you go. There's our picks. You can either follow us and win that $100 gift card from Toscana Restaurant, or make your own picks and win that $100 gift card to Toscana Restaurant. Once you win the weekly prize, then you're in the grand prize running at the end of the season for $200 in one of Jesse's designer purses.
Ooh.
Congratulations to Mike Sendlinger from Wilmington. He's a week six winner, so he's
go
real
Mike.
Happy. It's Pigskin Picks, and you can go on our website to make them all. It's Mix995, WJBR.com.